Hello all and welcome to the podcast, The Modern Storyteller. My name is Surya and it's a pleasure to have you here today. Today, I want to talk about something very integral to the entire narrative and the story. And this is also something that Stephen King advises young writers. The advice is, tell stories about what people actually do. One of the most important things that you realize about people, the more you know about people, is that people aren't unidimensional. See, I want to do a larger episode on this particular title, Disney versus Pixar movies, but here's a short gist and one of the points that I want to talk about in that episode. Disney movies have a black and white morality spectrum. There is a person who's the antagonist, who's in the wrong all the time. All they care about is doing bad things. On the other side, there is a protagonist who is completely positive. No matter what it is, this particular person does not have any other dimension. The protagonist does all good things. They feed birds, they free birds which are caged. They play with animals, they feed their neighbors, they help everyone. And the antagonist is just opposite. For the sake of being bad, they are bad. But that's not the case when you look at Pixar movies. It's a very gray spectrum. There are multiple shades. It can be viewed as good in one context, bad in another, maybe neutral in something else. See, this particular advice, write about things that people actually do, doesn't mean that you have to write about things that people do and not look at any other genre. You can look at other genres, and we have, and our culture, our primary drivers of this world have been the imagination of various science fiction and fantasy authors. Many genres, science fiction, fantasy, many stories in this genre have been a defining factor of how our culture would look like or how our culture was. See, what it means, this particular advice, is that people are multidimensional and recognize that when you write your stories. See, when you build your characters, you need to build them in such a way that it's not just one dimension of their entire personality that is being shown, but multiple. See, I can give many examples, but I will stick to the best example, Game of Thrones. In Game of Thrones, based on the interaction, each person's personality changes. Take Cersei for example. She's very curt and rude with people who she believes are her enemies, which is basically the entire world except her kids and her brother. She even considers Tyrion as an enemy. But look at how she speaks, the emotions she expresses when she's talking to her kids. It's completely different. Look at the helplessness she has at each of her kids' death. See, Cersei is shown to be this ruthless, rude, power-hungry woman. But in the end, that's not the only thing that defines who she is. She has a lot of other facets. She is curious, she is inquisitive. She puts her foot down, she tries to take control. She's very attached to her family. She has a lot of issues why she considers everyone else as an enemy. But there is not just one facet of her personality. There's a lot of facets to her personality. And this is what this advice particularly means. Write about things people do. And see, the example that Stephen King uses is, oftentimes people who are murderers may help an old lady cross the street, may help a little kid with their maths homework. Does that mean they are good? Does that mean they are not bad anymore? No, it's just natural. People are like that. People do things that are considered good by the society as well as bad by the society. This is what this advice means. So how do you go about writing these things? Here's something I do so that it's clear for me what exactly a character has in their head. One, who are they loyal to? If you take Game of Thrones again, Lord Varys is loyal to the throne. He's loyal to the Seven Kingdoms. He looks for the prosperity. He doesn't care about who sits on the throne. If the person sitting on the throne isn't contributing to the larger cause, which is benefiting the Seven Kingdoms, then Lord Varys tries to find someone who will. Littlefinger, he's much more interested in himself. His loyalties are towards himself and not to anyone else. And you see his actions in such a way that they benefit him and not anyone else. Lord Eddard Stark, he's loyal to the king, whoever the king is. This loyalty determines their beliefs and the people they are willing to fight for. Ned Stark was warned by Cersei to leave when he finds out about the true parentage of the three kids, and particularly the Prince Joffrey. But what does Ned Stark do? He says, this kingdom and the king are the people I need to do my duty for, and he warns Cersei that she has to leave or else he will leak the news to the king, Robert Baratheon. Why is that the case? He has a little bit sympathy for Cersei as the queen, but his duty lies to the king. And when Cersei gets him imprisoned and he has a chance to get out of it just by saying that he's sorry, he still doesn't take it until a point where it comes to his death. Until a point his own child comes and begs him to do it, he doesn't do it. There we can see that his loyalty to his family is greater in time of a crippling kingdom. Second, look at the beliefs that the person was willing to fight for. This does not have to be loyalty. There are certain beliefs that people hold which are very dear to them and they will fight for them. There are certain beliefs which people are willing to debate on, but there are certain beliefs they will be willing to fight for. Of course, the rest of the beliefs they don't really care about. For example, see, sustainability is a belief that is currently all across the world. Everyone cares about that belief, but not everyone cares to that extent that they are willing to use the same bowl or the same cup or not use reusable items so that they can bring down their carbon footprint. At a certain extent, there's a line to be drawn. For them,
where other priorities are much more higher in importance compared to sustainability. There are some people who take sustainability to such an extent that a comical view is shown in the series The Good Place, where the particular person walks everywhere. This person does not take any vehicle because that will lead to a carbon emission, and to reduce his own carbon emissions, he walks even though the journey takes him 3 weeks. This basically tells that there are certain things, certain beliefs that some people would like to fight for. The rest, not so much. But when you write these beliefs for your own character, you know what are the beliefs that they would fight for, which mean what kind of personality they would have. Mental characters, emotional characters, these come into play when you're writing someone because they have multiple dimensions. Those dimensions can be defined by their beliefs. What kind of food would a person eat? What kind of activities would a person do? What kind of activities are considered good? What kind of activities are considered bad? All of them lead and build certain dimensionality into your characters. The third thing, and I think this is a very interesting thing, and I do this sometimes when I'm stuck for ideas, I look at beliefs of people around me and people of other cultures on the internet. Sometimes there's a certain belief that you consider right, which is absurd to someone else. This adds a very interesting dimensionality into your own writing. By that, you've believed something to be right all along, and the moment you flip it around and start looking at the world in that view, you start to look at things in a new perspective. This is an exercise I do sometimes. I just stop taking things for granted, take an assumption that I've held for long, and just flip it over and see what is the flip side for it. How does the world look like when I change this assumption? To summarize, 3 tips. Tip number 1, what are the protagonists or the characters' loyalties? 2, what are the beliefs that they'd be willing to fight for, and what are the beliefs that they are not okay fighting for? Or basically the beliefs that they're okay not fighting for. 3 is take an assumption or a belief that you hold, flip it and see how the world looks like. With these 3 tips, I hope you can get better at your writing, and particularly write that multi-dimensionality of a character. Before we conclude the episode, I want to talk about my new book, T-5 Years. It's a web novel that's being published on Wattpad and other platforms. T-5 Years follows the story of Vikram, who lands 5 years in the past in 2015 with little of his memory. He is supposed to change the past and eventually and subsequently the future, but he does not know exactly what it is. Over the time, with few of his memories coming back to him, he has to figure out what he exactly has to change and ensure that he changes it. Will he be successful in his journey? Stay tuned to find out. The link to this story is present in the description, or you can search T-5 years on Wattpad. I hope you like it. It's a very exciting story for me, and it's been an amazing journey so far. I hope you like reading it as much as I loved writing it. So that's all I have for today. I hope you have gotten enough to start writing your stories. The resources for this episode are uploaded on my Patreon page and the blog. The summary is available to all, and there is another document with additional tips. If you're interested in supporting the Modern Storyteller podcast, you can do so by either buying the additional tips document or becoming a patron to directly get access to these episodes as well as the ones that came before this by becoming a patron with less than $1 per episode. You can check out the additional benefits on my Patreon page, for which the link is down below. Have a good day writing. See you in the next episode. Surya T signing off.